kids had covered the walls to a height of 6 feet with graffiti in many exciting colours. In a band, all along the top of the frontage, staining the stone in greens and browns, some words had been set in letters of bronze. "Neither rain, nor snow, nor glom of nit can stay these messengers abot their duty," Moist read aloud. "What the hell does that mean?"
"The post office was once a proud institution," said Mr. Pump.
"And that stuff," Moist pointed. On a board much further down the building, in peeling paints, were the less heroic words. "Don't ask us about rocks, trolls with sticks, all sorts of dragons, Mrs. Cake, huge green things with teeth, any kinds of black dogs with orange eyebrows, reins of spaniels, fog, Mrs. Cake."
"I said it was a proud institution."
"Who's Mrs. Cake?"
"I regret I cannot assist you there, Mr. Lipwig."
"They seem pretty frightened of her."
"So it appears, Mr. Lipwig."
Moist looked around at this busy junction in this busy city. People weren't paying any attention to him, although the golem was getting casual glances that didn't appear very friendly. This was all too strange. He'd been, what, 14 when he'd last used his real name? And heavens knew how long since he'd gone out without some easily removable distinguishing marks. He felt naked, naked and unnoticed. To the interest of no one whatsoever, he walked up the stained steps and turned the key in the lock. To his surprise, it moved easily, and the paint-spattered doors swung open without a creak. There was a rhythmic, hollow noise behind Moist. Mr. Pump was clapping his hands.
"Well done, Mr. Lipwig. Your first step in a career of benefit both to yourself and the well-being of the city."
"Yeah, right," muttered Moist. He stepped into the huge dark lobby, which was lit only dimly by a big but grimy dome in the ceiling. It could never be more than twilight here, even at noon. The graffiti artists had been at work here too. In the gloom he could see a long broken counter with doors and pigeonholes behind it. Real pigeonholes. Pigeons were nesting in the pigeonholes. The sour, salty smell of old guano filled the air, and as marble tiles rang under Moist's feet, several hundred pigeons took off frantically and spiralled up towards a broken pane in the roof. "Oh, shit," he said.
"Bad language is discouraged, Mr. Lipwig," said Mr. Pump behind him.
"Why? It's written on the walls. Anyway, it was a description, Mr. Pump. Guano, there must be tons of the stuff." Moist heard his own voice echo back from the distant walls. "When was this place last open?"
20 years ago, postmaster."
Moist looked around. "Who said that?" he said. The voice seemed to have come from everywhere. There was the sound of shuffling and the click-click of a walking stick, and a bent, elderly figure appeared in the grey, dead, dusty air.
"Groat, sir," it wheezed. "Junior Postman Groat, sir. At your service, sir. One word from you, sir, and I will leap, sir. Leap into action, sir."
The figure stopped to cough long and hard, making a noise like a wall being hit repeatedly with a bag of rocks. Moist saw that it had a beard of the short bristle type, which suggested that its owner had been interrupted halfway through eating a hedgehog. "Junior Postman Groat," he said.
"Indeedy, sir. The reason being, no one's ever been here long enough to promote me, sir. Should be Senior Postman Groat, sir," the old man added meaningfully, and once again coughed volcanically.
"Ex-Postman Groat sounds more like it," Moist thought. Aloud, he said,
"And you work here, do you?" "Aye, sir, that we do, sir. It's just me and the boy now, sir. He's keen, sir. We keeps the place clean, sir. All according to regulations."
Moist couldn't stop staring. Mr. Groat wore a toupee. There may actually be a man somewhere on whom a toupee works, but whoever that man might be, Mr. Groat was not he. It was chestnut brown, the wrong size, the wrong shape, the wrong style, and, all in all, wrong.
"Ah, I see you're admiring my hair, sir," said Groat proudly as the toupee spun gently. "It's all mine, you know, not a prune's."
"Prunes?" said Moist.
"Oh, sorry, sir, shouldn't have used slang. Prunes as in syrup of prunes, sir. Dimwell's slang."